When one goes into one of these meetings, it's absolutely paramount that, well, first of all, don't overthink it. Just come with some of the basics. Who it is you are, what your issues are, of course, where you're based in a particular state, how many people you employ. It should be assumed that everyone wants to help you. I can't stress that enough. There are so many times where people will come in to visit, and there's either a chip on their shoulder, or they have an agenda that's very much wrapped in hostile language or something like this. But really, everybody wants to be of some assistance. And so you just have to find ways for people to participate. And, you know, you mentioned some of the issues that you guys are focused on today, whether it be regulatory stuff or it be antibiotics. But some of the hottest issues of our day are very consumer-centric. And all of these things require a little bit of finesse and require some sensitivity to the fact that not everybody has an immediate understanding of what it is you're up against. And so the basics are so important, just to talk about the people you employ. Very often, animal agriculture is the biggest presence in small towns all across this country, and that's a pretty special thing. I mean, I come from Colorado, and I'd meet with all the time with facilities who are by far the largest employer in their area, and that's a big ticket. That's something awesome to be able to tell congressional staff, and if the situation's right, also members. Focus on those basics immediately and explain why it is that, you know, you're there to visit and why it's important that they listen to you a little bit.